Hold on. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Living Astrology with Janet Hickox. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back, and let's chat about what is happening in the stars above us. Today, September 29th, we're getting there to the end of the month, getting ready to start a new month of October. Crazy, crazy, right? The time has just been flying by. And I got caught a little short of time this morning. And now I don't even know where my, it's right in front of me. Where did my notes go? And guess what? It's not that big as busy of a day. We talked about a lot of the main things yesterday, Saturn turning direct, which bridged over into early this morning for those of you on the East Coast. And we talked about what was ahead for the week. We have a very crazy full moon coming up, and we have another planet changing direction this week. That would be Pluto later in the week. We changed into a new human design week. So we have a lot of changes and morphing going on. And today is a quieter day in the midst of all of that. Now, it doesn't mean that it's quiet, like nothing's happening. It just means that we've already chatted about this particular day or one like it back in August. And we've been in this energy of Mars squaring Saturn for the entire month of September. And we're going to be here until probably about October 9th or so, when finally Saturn moves on out of the square to Mars retrograde. They're separating at this point. Saturn now moving forward and Mars moving backwards. And so they are going to finish up this square that has been really the catalyst for a lot of inner work that all of us have been doing over the past couple of weeks. It is the energy that is where we want to push to get things done. And unfortunately, pushing is the exact wrong thing to do. It's like, no, don't do that. Do something else, which might be to just sit back and relax and wait and see what happens. Adopting a sort of going with the flow attitude instead of pushing, which is the dynamic that we most frequently get ourselves caught up in, right? This idea of I've got to get there, I've got to do this, I got to go there, and I have to put out my work, I have to do this, I have to do that. And the more that we do that, the more that we get frustrated, the more that we get angry, the more that Saturn sort of bruises our egos. So we have to slow down. Today's a day to slow down and to reestablish a foundation, or to in some way reimagine or just make adjustments to what it is that you thought you were going to do, what that perhaps the plan has changed. And rebuilding, renewing, all of those kinds of things come with time, with sort of a clarity over time. And so today, if you're feeling like you're lacking motivation, or if you are feeling the alternative, which is the other side, which is pushing to get somewhere, or if you feel heavy, or if you feel stuck, rigid, then you know that you're falling sort of into the spell of Mars square Saturn. And it is one of those things that is going to be with us for another couple of weeks. What we need is patience and endurance, right? We're here for the long haul. And we've been sort of turned inside out during this period of time. And we're still continuing that process. Observation of my own self through this is that all of this felt a whole lot better, a whole lot easier, a whole lot more optimistic when Saturn was turned retrograde. But yesterday, as Saturn was turning direct or stopping, right, they come to sort of the slow down, we call it the standstill, before it changes direction. And keeping in mind, this is not an actual change of directions. The planets don't actually stop in their axis. They don't stop in their forward momentum. They are actually, from our position here on the Earth, it just looks like that is what is happening. But there's something to be said about the day of the change of a planet's energy, where in Saturn, let's say, has been changing us on the inside, right? Inner work is what is favored during the time of a planet's retrograde. And I felt very comfortable with all of that. What I'm not so comfortable with is now the outer expression. And now I'm sitting here from today's perspective, looking back and going, what are the things I should have been working on? And did I? Well, maybe. and maybe not. I guess maybe I did. But now I'm finding myself not particularly happy with where the state of the world is, where the state of myself is. And now, I don't know if you guys are feeling like that. It's like there was this washback of energy where the inner world seemed calmer, which is crazy because I think a lot. My inner world felt calmer to me while those planets were in retrograde. And now it's almost like opening up the windows and the curtains and seeing outside that it's really stormy and that there is so much more work to be done. And that is where we end up in a process of wanting to push and get ourselves pushed out there in some way. And patience and endurance is the name of the game here. Now I have patience and I have endurance, but haven't we endured enough? Seems like it. But apparently we're not done yet. And apparently we have more work to do. So we keep going and we keep doing what we need to do. Saturn, remember, is now sitting at the gate 61 in the mind. In the it's a gate that sits on the head center coming down toward the Ajna. And while it's sitting in that particular gate, it brings up, along with Pluto, places where psychosis has been overtaken or has overtaken the planet, where our minds are not in, we're not in our right minds. We're not in our right minds. We're in some other place in between. So a lot of the work that needs to be done now is in our mind, right? Working through those places where we've been stuck, where we have old patterns that are reemerging, perhaps now with Saturn going forward, and where we need to change up those patterns. So Mars retrograde today, squaring Saturn, might be bringing all those things up, but with the frustration that comes from another planet still in retrograde, that is the action planet, causing us to have a standstill time. And so we may feel like we've got that foot on the brake, foot on the gas. We want to go, we want to get going, and yet we can't really get going. So we're in that frustration part. As well today, the sun is in an opposition to Chiron, the sun in Libra in an opposition to Chiron in Aries. So we have a lot going on in Aries. We've had a lot going on in all of those signs that are sitting on the natural angles. So Capricorn, Aries, Cancer, and Libra. So we're today still with an opposition now to Chiron by the sun and its mighty light shining into the places where we hurt, confronting our shadows and our insecurities and our vulnerabilities, the places that we are maybe hurting still or where we haven't cleared up everything. And then we're going to experience that through our relationships, perhaps, right? The sun is in the sign of relationships. It's in the sign of partnerships. So it calls to our attention then, if there are issues between us and another, what is it that we're experiencing? And what is it that they are reflecting to us, right? Our relationships are also great mirrors for where it is we're still out of alignment or where it is that we still have work to do. So we have that going on today as well. What are you learning about yourself? Right? What are you learning about yourself from the sensitivities that you've experienced? That was a big one. As I was writing that this morning, I went, I don't want to share what it is that my insecurity is because I don't even want to bring it out. I don't want to give it power. But on my own, thinking about what that is and from those sensitivities, what am I learning? Where do I see that I still have work to do? Right? So that is the question for all of us. Where are the vulnerabilities perhaps expressing to you places where you still have work to do, where you still need, where I can see the sun on my face. I'm very odd because I thought I closed that. Anyway, so there is more work to be done and likely it's being called to our attention, both from the sun in Libra and Chiron in Aries, as well Mars in Aries and Saturn in Capricorn. It's like all the angles except Cancer are triggered right now. So that brings up energy that's not quite complete, right? It's not that there's something sitting at all four angles kind of anchoring the experience. So there's this inflexibility perhaps that's being displayed. There is this kind of structure called a T-square that might be formed here. We're going to see it in the full moon for sure. And a T-square is always a very mighty configuration, one that brings a lot of need for adjusting and changing and working through obstacles. So we're kind of in the face of a lot of different kinds of resistance right now, whether it is resistance from your inner planes, is it resistance coming to you from outside of yourself? Is it the world? Is it your job? Is it your relationships? What is it that's causing resistance for you right now? And in the face of resistance, what do? Do we keep pushing? Or do we just let go, surrender the whole thing? And that's our question. The wisdom in all of that is that every time that we surrender and let go and let things happen, then we put ourselves in the place of the right timing, the right place with the right people and the right opportunities, where if you're pushing into something that is likely not correct for you, because the fact that you're having to push into it tells you that it's probably not the right timing yet, the right people haven't gotten there, the right opportunity hasn't presented itself. So pushing can really have a negative effect on how you're feeling right now in the face of the different limitations and things that are happening or what you're feeling. Let's say good morning real quick to everybody. Hello, Amy and Pauline and Tati and Asa. Great to see you. Ingrid, good morning. Pauline says Saturn direct in what sign? Of course, Capricorn, the sign he rules and is very powerful in. Camilla, good morning. She says, thank God it's almost October. September has been pretty tough. I can't believe I survived. Personally, in your life, perhaps, Camilla, that's the case. But from a worldly perspective, we're just ramping up those energies. October and November are going to be likely very strenuous. Let's use that word. Debbie Tippett's Tumiel, good morning. And J-Lo, hello. Pauline says, thank you. Pauline says, feel neutral. My Mars natal retro. Maybe that is why. Could be. Jackie, good morning. And Kimberly, good morning. Loving light, sending an uplift and lots of body rest here. It seems as taking cat naps helps refocus. Yeah, that might be a good thing, right? Little cat naps, following our animals and doing what the animals show us. Pauline says, oh darn, my Saturn is not natally retrograde. Mine is, and that's probably why I was feeling so comfortable while he was retrograde. And now that he's direct, he's going to go back over my natal Saturn, so I'm going to have the third and final experience of my Saturn retrograde. Good morning, Mimi. It's good to see you out there. And Pauline says, does anyone know what is equatorial ascended? Mine is 12th in Cancer. I know off topic, ignore if preferred. I don't know what you're speaking about, Pauline. It sounds interesting though. Equatorial ascended. I think it might be, I don't know, your ascendant perhaps? I'm not sure, but anyway. J-Lo, my Saturn is direct and I'm happy. Good things showing up. That's awesome. And Pauline says, Asa, like you keep us on track. I'm not sure what's going on there. I'm just in a peppy mood. Good one, Peppy. We'll call you Peppy, J-Lo. All right, so today we have the moon in Pisces. So let's transition over to what we can expect there. Remember yesterday we went through all the different things about the moon in Pisces, imaginative and creative, very highly spiritual, intuitive, sometimes suffers from addictions and delusions and also the victim mode. So we have the high side, which is in the highest, our recognition of the higher power within us, our ability to surrender and trust in the flow of the universe, that it's taking us all in the right direction, and that it will always be revealed to us the direction or the what in the right and perfect time. Perfect. That's another good word for this week. Today, the moon in Pisces is going to make some really good connections to both Uranus and Jupiter. So that connection is a sextile, a 60-degree angle. So that's nice because they work well together. The tools of the trade between the two of them are working well together. They share the same kinds of energies there. and are in a good way with one another. So that's a good thing. When the moon, our emotional self, and Uranus align in a good position, then we have new experiences. We have the possibility for a bouncing kind of day. When I say bouncing, it's sort of the ups and the downs of the day, where we might be taking off into different directions and curving back on that. And sort of like a river meandering through a valley, where it can make oxbows, and it has riffles, runs, and quiet places. So we have these different experiences of the day with Uranus today. And it might be a bit of a bouncy ride. So expect some ups and downs, maybe some revelations, some ahas, some surprises, but also expect that emotionally you're prepared to deal with them and to move through whatever it is the flow of that energy presents to you today. The sextile to Jupiter makes this a day for appreciation. And I got to tell you, it's the little things that count, right? Just the small little things. You don't have to be in a grand appreciation of everything. It's just the small things, right? The chair beneath your rear, the back that you're leaning up against, the fact you have coffee or water, clean water, good food, anything small, just the love of people in your life. All these little things add up to the big things, right? So today with the sextile to Jupiter, we can feel very appreciative of all the things, big and small, that we have in our lives. Now, later this evening, much later, so close to 8 o'clock my time, it'll be close to midnight for those of you on the East Coast, when the moon comes into a conjunction with Neptune. Now, normally this is a conjunction that's built upon dreaminess and sort of not seeing clearly, maybe even a sort of a fogginess in our thinking and a fogginess in the way that we're able to communicate with one another. But since this is happening so late in the day, my thoughts are that perhaps it invades our dreaming as we go off to sleep tonight, where our literal dreams may be filled with symbols or information coming from our unconscious mind, maybe our intuition speaking to us through the dream state as we go off to bed tonight. So I would say for everybody, have a pen and pad or something close to your bedstand so you can write down what it is that you're experiencing, or have the ability in the morning to write down what your dreams were. Maybe there is some information in those dreams that can be of help to you as time goes on here. But literally today and into tomorrow, while this conjunction has taken place, our intuition, our instinctual self is heightened. So we have better access to what is happening in the moment. What is the meaning of the things that we are experiencing? Sometimes though, with Neptune, of course, it's foggy. We don't always see clearly, what does that mean? And, you know, we might be sitting back going, I get the symbol, but what does that mean for me? What does it mean to me? So we have some things that we have to work through there, perhaps to really get clarity around what it means. And that's the best way to work it out, right? It's much better to have that dreaminess happening in the evening or over into, you know, the overnight hours, because when it happens during the daytime, it makes it hard for us to understand one another, to get our actual work done. We're nodding off, or we're, you know, our minds are wandering. So I'd rather have a wandering mind when I'm going to sleep than a wandering mind while I'm trying to do something important during the day. And not that sleep isn't important, it is, but at least, you know, I'm in a restful position. I'm not having to be on and remember what to say and what I'm doing. So it makes it a whole lot easier. Okay, Amy, thank you very much. She says she's ready for her paycheck. I hope that you have one coming. That would be pretty awesome. Taylor Jenkins, good morning. She says, we've missed you too. Mimi says, Pauline, I will be watching with a wee bit of wine. Yes. So that, I'm thinking you're talking about the debates going on this evening. And I'm not even yet tonight. The debate should be interesting with what you shared. I think it's probably going to get pretty scrappy. And I feel like it's probably going to be same old, right? Nothing new, no new information coming out, no new ahas. I think pretty much the lines have already been drawn. I'm not sure that there's anything to glean from the debates as we would kind of expect with a conjunction to Neptune in the offing. But like I said, that doesn't happen until after 8 o'clock tonight, Pacific time. So that's later than that. So even though it will be applying pressure, we may be able to see people who know what they're talking about. We shall see. I'm never going to discount the effect that Neptune can have on speech and people's thinking. Saturn. Oh, that's cute, Amy. Saturn needs to bring my paycheck because I did the work. LOL. I love that. And let's see. Christine Buckingham, good morning to you. Asa, thank you for being out there this morning. But guess what, guys? That is all I have for you today. Nine catalyzing is our Pleiadian Earth energy. And the nine, of course, is the number of harmony. So it brings all of the different viewpoints perhaps into view, or I mean, into a harmony, into a balance. Catalyzing energy is that initiatory energy. I feel like this one might be sort of a difficult sort of day in creating our wanting to move forward and to move ahead, but the Mars squaring Saturn keeping us sort of in a box, a little bit in a box, where we cannot quite make that forward momentum, take those forward steps yet. So be aware that there's the possibility for some frustration, but catalyzing energy is really sort of lighting the fire beneath us to eventually make a move in a new direction. The nine trying to harmonize all of that may be successful. We shall see, right? We'll see toward the end of the day. Any questions, anybody? Anybody want to talk about anything in particular? Because literally I am done and there's nothing more to share. We've already shared all the big news for the day. And might watch a kitty movie. You're saying you're not going to watch the debates. Okay, gotcha. I probably won't either. I just don't think I have the space for all of that. I feel like that's an irresponsible thing to say, but I just don't feel like I have the space to listen to any more stuff that I have to try to tease my way through to determine what's real, what's not, what's truth, what's not. I would really love it if people would just get up to talk instead of bashing their opponents. If they would just say, look, this is the way it is. This is what I will do for you. This is who I am. This is how I'll show up. But no, that isn't going to be the case, right? It's not going to be the case because they'll have to, you know, browbeat everybody else first. And that's the part I don't like about debates, right? I just don't like that idea that we have to, we haven't learned yet to stand on our own merits. We can only do that through the reflection of what we think our opposition is doing incorrectly. And that doesn't say much for us as humans yet, right? I would really love it if somebody would just get up and say, I'm not going to bash Trump. I'm not going to bash the government. I'm not going to bash the police or anything that's gone on. I'm just going to say what it is that I would do in the face of these obstacles or of these challenges and how I see the forward movement of the country. Because wouldn't that be refreshing? Transparent even. Anyway. Okay. Wish they could be authentic. Yeah. Authentic. That would be so refreshing, right? To be authentic, to say, look, I'm not perfect. I know I make mistakes and I've changed over the years, but here's what I've learned. Here's where my wisdom lies. And here's how I can use my wisdom in helping this country. In helping you as an individual, a citizen of this country. But no, that is likely not the path it's going to take. And it just makes me sick to my stomach to even think about it. So I prefer not to think about it. Any advice for this full moon in Aries? Christine, I will indeed have advice for this, but I am not prepared yet to deal with that full moon. I have a webinar that I'm doing later today for the people in the membership. They get to hear that first. But that means tomorrow I will be bringing it to everybody, not in the membership. We'll talk about all of the things that are coming up for that full moon. Let me just say it's a nasty one. It's not one filled with love and joy and, you know, frou-frou. It's definitely not. The Mars retrograde square Saturn is still activated. The moon and the sun find themselves in very close proximity to Saturn. And we have some pretty craziness. So it's going to call upon all of our powers of staying out of the fray, right? Staying above the fray, staying in peace. I think we probably need to meditate for the whole next several days. It might be the better way to go, as there are some crazy things. Now, the moon, that's a full moon, is always about letting go. So what can we let go of, or what do we want to complete with? And so you might be thinking about that now, as we're still with the moon in Pisces. Tomorrow, the moon will actually move into Aries, and we'll begin that process of tuning into that full moon and what it is that we want to release and let go. What might come to light during that full moon is also going to be interesting. So, yay, something to look forward to. Advice, I guess, would just be stay in as much peace as you can. A dragon card for the collective to burn debate negativity. Well, let's just find a dragon to light our path ahead and see what we could learn. By the way, yesterday I mentioned to you guys this meditation that's happening with the Mamos, a tribe of Native American tribe in Colombia, Native South American, and they are presenting a meditation for Mother Earth, and I put that information up yesterday. I'm hoping to get some more information from them, but I put up the Zoom link. It didn't, for whatever reason, the picture didn't come along with it, so go to the Living Astrology Facebook page, and you'll see where that information is. And only 100 people can participate. So make sure if you're going to participate, you sort of log in 10 minutes early on Friday. And okay, so the top card wanted to be called out, and it is the Omega Dragon. Harness the divine feminine power of creation, intention, hold your vision, and birth the higher consciousness. Ooh, that might be a very good one. The Omega Dragon. Isn't she beautiful? I love that cosmo, the galactic center, or the galaxy in the center there. So the Omega Dragon's probably the last one. That's Source and Alpha and Omega. So let's read about this one. Ninth dimensional Omega Dragons carry the divine feminine vibrations of Shekinah, the universal energy that created our world. Shekinah is the feminine counterpart of Archangel Metatron's higher light and represents pure creative vision. These powerful beings are assisting the birth of higher consciousness on Earth. Collectively, they hold the vision for the new golden age, and this will enable us to achieve the intention set by Lady Gaia for the evolution of the planet. These beautiful silver-white dragons will also help us hold a personal vision for the highest good. Every wish starts with a thought that is translated into a picture. These dragons can see into our mind and will hold our vision with us. Look at that picture again. Most important of all, wait, hold, go back. Here's the guidance for the card for the dragon, from the dragon. When an Omega Dragon comes to you, it is time to give birth to a special new project, a pathway, or an aspect of yourself that has remained hidden. Call upon these dragons to fill you with the power of the divine feminine. This will enable you to hold your vision and bring it to fruition in a wise, balanced, and harmonious way. Most important of all, ask the Omega Dragon to look into the greatest desire of your soul and hold the vision of bringing it to manifestation. These dragons can be any shape or size, so just still your mind and give them permission to merge with your energy. Ask them to soften your path and the paths of all who hold the vision of the new golden age. Pretty powerful dragon. Good one for us, for the collective. All right, so good one, J-Lo. Thanks for that request. That was a great card. So the dragon's cooling things a bit, right? Bringing us to the more inner world, the inner dynamics. Okay, final questions. Leslie, good morning. And loving light, sleep is my advice. I love it. Courtney says, I don't think we are going to elevate through politics or the government. Once we realize that collectively we move forward, just my two cents. I think you have hit the nail on the head. Here's part of the dilemma that the world finds itself in, is that if you will remember back to a conversation I've probably had many times, is that at the end of the Mayan calendar, so this goes back to 2011 and the bridge into 2012, the puppet strings of evolution were basically cut. That meant that we had already evolved, that everything we needed to become conscious co-creators had already been bestowed upon us, right? So we had, ideally, in this moment, we have everything we need to be conscious co-creators. But like any teenager who gets their, you know, puppet strings cut and they go off into the world, they make mistakes and they blow things up, right? Not literally, but maybe literally. They, you know, are running amok, if you will, as they're trying to find their way forward. Well, we are kind of in the world at that place, right? We've been kind of foundering and rolling around and not quite sure which direction we're going. And we're caught up between the need to have elders or to have authority outside of us and the realization that we are really the authorities we've been looking for. So we're caught in that space between looking for the support from our governments or from our communities and anything out in the outer world versus what we really need to be working with, which is our authority coming from within. So you're right. We are not going to find our power in government or politics or in who's running the government or who's running the world or anything like that. That keeps us tied to that old paradigm, right? The old paradigm of greed, the old patriarchal kind of way of being, the hierarchy of being. All of those things are old and are dying and are needing to be let go of in favor of, let's see if I can put this in good terms, in favor of our being our own authorities, of not needing people outside of us to name the rules and to keep us in line, that we have our own integrity, that we are living from a higher purpose, a higher wisdom, that we are embodied divine beings. Now, do I think that's happening tomorrow? No, not happening tomorrow. Likely not happening next year either. It might be another few years before that really fully dawns on us, that we are becoming less needy of the outer world and we have our own inner well, our own inner power that is guiding us. And that should be enough to keep us in alignment. But unfortunately, people take advantage of that. And so the rules are still important, right? The laws are still important. But we watch those laws being bent and broken by people who have money, presumably power. And then that gives us, you know, feeds into our need to still have rules to protect those who don't have money and power. So we're in this dilemma, right? We still need to have that sort of guidance outside, but truly where we're headed is to a point in time where we no longer need that, that it's a higher power that is guiding us. It is the recognition of our own divine self and how we are all interconnected and interdependent that will ultimately be the place that we're going. We're just in that in between time, right? We're neither the children that need guidance, nor are we the mature, responsible adult yet. We're kind of caught in that teenage years, if to use that as a model. It's not the best model, but it's kind of right where we are, right? We're not quite mature enough to take and go where we want to go and do, you know, following that guidance. We still have too many other things vying for our attention and our conditioning, right? We still have governments. We still have religions. We still have all of these belief patterns that are entrenched and we have not been willing to let them go. When we're ready to let all of that go, then we'll see that the real wings that we have to fly will appear. Yay, right? So that's a timing thing. That is kind of you know, collectively, this is why I was saying earlier in the year that all of this comes down to what you are thinking about. What are you focusing on? Where are you going in your life? Because the only power you really have to grow up and to be mature is to take those steps yourself, right? And to go through your fears and your shadows and to deal with those and deal with them responsibly, not, you know, splashing them out there and, you know, watching, you know, how that moves through people in your lives, you know, being responsible, taking on your own authority and doing and living from that place. That's your only real power here, right? It doesn't really matter because I mean, you can't change what's going on in the outer world except by changing yourself and your own view and how you see what's going on out there. And I think the more that we are able to stay out of that crazy power structure, power hungry monster that is that outer world, the better off we are, right? Because we're just keeping focused on what we desire, on what we want, on where we're going, and letting everybody else, letting the chips fall where they may. Because really, I mean, I'm not advocating don't take responsibility. I'm saying your vote, your money, your words, your focus are yours to use to create the world the way that you want it. Focus on that perhaps. All right. That is it for me. And yep, that's the way we look at it. Okay, so I think that is it. Mimi says, 'tis for us to elevate our leaders for the highest good of all. I think that's something to be said too, Mimi, is being able to see them in their light, not in their dark. I mean, we have such a terrible need to focus on the ugly, the dirty, the seedier side of things. What if we just saw them in their light, that they are just like us, struggling and moving and shaking and being challenged at all corners to live out their own authentic life, and kind of like we're all in the boat together. So I like that. Thanks for that reminder. Rueda, hello, and Christine Buckingham, thank you. Those are great little symbols there. And J-Lo, because you are not a teen, 13 through 19, yet you are not an adult, 21 plus, so it's the year you find you. Exactly. That's a good way to look at it. So there we have it. Thanks, J-Lo. So anyway, that's it for me today. I will see you all tomorrow. We'll talk more about the full moon coming up in Aries, not Aquarius. Aries. Yay. Fire. More fire. All right, guys. Take care.